to the Mindful Rancher podcast. I'm your host, Christina Williams. This is a podcast where I combine the world of agriculture and the ideas of life coaching. So if you're looking to up-level your agriculture career or simply want to find a way to enjoy this beautiful industry more, then saddle up. Let's make this happen together. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 35. Thanks for taking the time to join me here today. So today, I wanted to talk to you about a song that's written by Blue Rodeo, and the song is called A Thousand Arms. And in that song, there's a line that says, "You must realize not everything you think is true." And I love this line because this is what we need to realize, is that not everything we think is true. Now, Dr. Amen puts this a different way, and he says, "You don't have to believe every stupid little thing you think." Now, guys, we know this, but sometimes it's so hard for us to see this in the moment, so hard to slow things down enough that we can make an intentional choice about what we think. We do live from a place and we act from a place where we think everything we think is true. But we do need to realize that not everything we think is true. Everything we think is an interpretation of events. Our brains come up with all sorts of crazy interpretations. Literally, wherever you find any kind of ambiguity, our brains will come up with the details to make everything else make sense. And sometimes even when there is very, very little ambiguity, when things are really well laid out, our brains still come up with a different story. And we need to know that not everything we think is true. And we need to gain the skills and ability to be able to slow all these things down, slow our ways of thinking down, and be able to actually evaluate that. And I know I talk about this a lot, but it's because it's such an important thing and it's something that we are not taught to do. So let's take some examples. Let's go into our workplaces, and there might be a situation where your emails are not getting returned or your questions are not getting answered. We can make that mean that they didn't want to answer us. We can make it mean that we didn't write the email correctly, so they wouldn't answer us. They didn't understand us. We can make it mean that they're mad at us and that they don't like us. We can make it mean that they're busy and maybe they need a reminder. We could make it mean that the answer that they were going to give us is whatever we were hoping they would give us. We should just do what we wanted to do. We can make it mean that the work that we're doing doesn't matter. We can make it mean that they're giving it a lot of thought and will get back to us at the perfect time. Now, you see, I just made a huge list of how one brain could interpret one thing, an email not getting answered. And it could mean from like someone hates us to someone's taking a lot of time to contemplate the answer so that they give us the right thing and that they're working really hard on it. So you can see we can make it mean something very, very negative about us and a relationship with a person. Or we can also make it mean something very, very positive about us and our relationship with the person. And it's just so interesting. We have this much power. And the funny thing is that maybe none of these interpretations are true, but they will feel true, whichever one your brain comes up with, it will feel true to you. Now, let's take another look. What about in our relationships? Maybe when we see someone do something different than they said they were going to do. Now, we could make that mean that they're dishonest and can't be trusted with anything. We can make it mean that they got busy and they forgot what they were going to say they were going to do. We can make it mean that they were like intentionally going out to harm us. We can make it mean that they had an emergency and they couldn't do what they said they were going to do because they had to deal with this emergency. Now, once again, we don't know what's true. And there's a chance that none of them are true. And it's a chance that maybe two or three of those things are true. Someone could be intentionally out to harm us. Someone also could have an emergency and be intentionally out to harm us. You see how that works? There could be so many things that are true. I think the important thing here is that we react differently based on which one we believe. And it's our job to become aware of the things. It's our job to become aware of what we're making things mean. It's our job to recognize our own thinking. And it's our job to realize that what we're thinking just might not be true. Now, we know that our brains are going to constantly try to keep us safe. And so most of the time we'll find that our brains will interpret something in a way that means, hey, flash, danger, you might want to take care of yourself. And there's times where we do need to know that there's danger here and we do need to protect and take care of ourselves. But many times we also need to give people the benefit of the doubt. We need to question our thinking about what we're making it mean about that person. Because most of the time I find people aren't thinking about us at all. They're coming and acting from a place of lack of awareness. Then they're actually acting from a place of like malice intent. And this is the work that I do with my clients all the time. They come to me and they tell me the story about what is happening and the situation that they find themselves in. I get the opportunity to hold space for them, just a place where they can tell their story. And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with their story. Any event, if they're not getting their emails responded to and they tell me any one of these stories that I've just described to you, that's totally okay. But we look at it and we recognize and we view it together as just a story. It is one way to interpret what is going on in their lives. And sometimes that story is really serving them, and sometimes that story is being quite detrimental to them. And we look at those things. We see how they are interpreting things. We're seeing how they're reacting to things when they interpret them in a specific way. We look at the things that they do. We look at the things that they don't do. And all of this is related to how they are viewing the world. And we see where they are so bought in, right? We see where they'll tell me a story and I will see that it's like, oh, you think that is truth. And we just have to wiggle that a little bit loose and say, maybe we're going to realize that not everything you think is true. Now, there are some very tough environments that some of us work in, and there are some very challenging things that we face. And we can still say, this is a challenging situation, and what do I want to do about it? I'm in a very hard environment or a very tough environment. Now, what do I want to do about it? I'm working in a system that is systemic problems, and now what do I want to do about it? We still have power in our own lives, even if we are in situations and in environments that are not ideal. And this is the power of working with a coach, is that a coach can show you the things that you can't see. This is why people hire life coaches, is simply so they can have somebody else take a look. It helps them to get curious about how they interpret the world. How could they view a situation in a completely different way? How would it feel if they viewed the situation in a different way? And this feeling work is completely life-changing. I have seen anger, fear, frustration, avoidance disappear as I've worked with my clients and as we have played around with this little truth that not everything they think is true. And I've had some of them when I question something they think is true and I say, hey, how could the opposite be true? They'll tell me there is no way it could not be true. And then I'm like, well, let's look at the situation in a slightly different way. Is it possible that someone could interpret the situation this way? And as they start to see that, as they start to see, hey, maybe not everything I think is true, they get the ability to be able to grow into a different way of living and a different way of being. I've seen them become way more engaged in their work, truly having the hard conversations they need to have, resolving issues and challenges faster than they ever have before. I have seen clients increase their productivity tenfold. I've seen this also in myself. The minute I decided I could possibly get things completed on time, I started getting them completed on time because I stopped believing that it was impossible. Not everything I thought was true, and I have now made the opposite a truth in my life. I have seen clients accept challenges and face fears in a way that they have never had the ability to do before because they simply we're given the ability to see their thoughts as optional and be able to move on from there and be able to try on different ways of being and different ways of learning. And it all starts with this one simple truth. Not everything we think is true. So if you need some help with this, I would love to help you. You can head on over to my website. It's ChristinaWilliamsCoaching.com and get on my calendar. It's called a consult call, and you can get on my calendar and we can spend some time looking at what stories that you're telling, what thoughts that you're really believing, and we can get you feeling better today. So take some time, come join me. This is the work that we want to do, and if you want help with it, I would love to see if I could help you. Now, this work sounds so simple, but I promise you it is some of the hardest work I've ever done in myself, and a coach makes it so much easier. And the reason a coach makes this work easier is because they're not in the middle of it, and they're not as emotionally tied to the situation. And so it's so much easier for them to see the thinking patterns as simply thinking patterns and then be able to say, okay, there's other thinking patterns or other ways of thinking about this exact same situation. So if you don't have a life coach, go find one, because this is the power of them. They can show you that not everything you think is true. And the minute you can see that not everything you think is true, then you get to think so many other great thoughts and create so many other amazing, amazing things. So it is worth it to really see that how we view and interpret the world completely affects our experience of it. And we have so many options. We truly need to follow this line in 1,000 Arms by Blue Rodeo. And that is, we all need to realize that not everything we think is true. It'll be fun. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening, my friends. If you enjoy this episode, please leave me a rating and review wherever you get podcasts. And stay tuned for more weekly episodes and coaching offers and opportunities.